A decade ago, scientists made worldwide headlines when they announced they had sequenced the human genome, made a kind of map, in other words, of DNA, the inherited molecule that makes us human. But that was only one genome. Everyone on Earth has a unique genetic makeup, and researchers now have sequenced thousands of individuals' DNA. The differences they're finding are helping shape a new understanding of human evolution and may help in fighting disease. The first effort to sequence the human genome came in under budget and ahead of schedule, and the process has gotten progressively cheaper and faster. So what have scientists been doing since that first genome was sequenced? Co-chair of the 1,000 Genomes Project, Richard Durbin, explains.
In the last 10 years, DNA sequencing technology has advanced dramatically, so that it's become feasible to systematically sequence many people to find genetic variants and build a catalog which we can use as a basis for investigations into disease genetics and which variants may be functional.
Durbin was one of several scientists who spoke to reporters in a teleconference this week ahead of the publication of a paper in the journal Nature on the progress made by the Thousand Genomes Project. Genetic variations are the way your genes differ from other people's. Some variations relate to differences we can see, like eye color. Others may put us at greater risk for disease. Some variations are inherited. Others can be caused by toxic chemicals or radiation or simply by mistakes in copying DNA. Most genetic variations are found in lots of unrelated people. Scientists have started to investigate possible links between disease and some of these variations called single nucleotide polymorphisms, or SNPs. The other Thousand Genomes co-chair, David Altshuler, says the group aims to probe deeper.
The Thousand Genomes Project makes this approach much more complete and much more powerful by going down to much lower frequencies and also broader range of populations and much more complete data in each frequency range and each population.
At the University of Washington in Seattle, meanwhile, Evan Eichler and his colleagues have been using a technique to identify pieces of the genome that duplicate other parts of the DNA code. Writing in the journal Science, the researchers describe how they identified more than 4 million places where they found these duplicates called copy number variants. Eichler says these variants could help identify genes that may be associated with disease that are what he called inaccessible using other techniques. He also said it can help improve the understanding of human evolution.
We think the veil has been lifted for us in terms of a whole new level of genetic diversity. And when we compare these roughly 159 humans that we've analyzed to date and compare them to that of the great apes, we have the ability, I think, pretty clearly to identify the genes and the gene families which have expanded specifically in our lineage of evolution since we separated from that of chimpanzee and gorilla.
Back at the Thousand Genomes Project, co-chair David Altshuler says the organization's work will provide data so scientists can answer questions about the role genes play in health based on facts, not guesswork.
And so rather than speculate, I think we'd say we are helping to create a foundation to answer that question. And anyone who does speculate, I think, is speculating.
And by the way, the goal of the 1,000 Genomes Project isn't to sequence the genetic code of exactly 1,000 people. Instead, the aim is to identify genetic variations that occur in at least one out of every 100 people, 1%. In particular, that will require using genetic material from many thousands of people from all over the world, and it will need to include a lot more geographic diversity. Only a handful of genomes from Latin America and Africa have been sequenced so far. This is Art Chimes reporting for VOA News.